He ran away, sir. Same as the other three. I think he got scared and just left. Wrong. It's been sabotaged again. And I can't tell who or what's behind it. Fine, but I'm not pushing that button. Forget it. We've lost four vice presidents. It's not worth it. No button. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Jetson. You just did. Ha ha! That's why it's so cheap to make sprockets here. We're fully automated. But it's still all in your hands, George. Or should I say, your finger? There's the drilling board. It brings up the ore. The ore makes the sprockets.
The ore makes the sprockets?
Pack the sprockets in the packets.
Shack the packets in the brackets.
For the lockers.
For the lockers.
Lock the sprocket locker key in the pocket of your jacket.
Got the sprocket locker key in my outer jacket pocket.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Take the four ore sprocket packets from the packet packets.
And we rock it
while we're rapping. Yes, we rock it while we're rapping. And we're rocking and a rolling. And we rock it the sprockets to Space League. Yeah.
Hey, you've done everything.
Everything but press the button that gets it all going. That's your job, George. And Mr. Spacely says you're the best.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but, well, yes, maybe I would.
I just have to make a few adjustments, then we'll notify Mr. Spacely we're ready to start.
Ah, I love my job. Tell me when you're ready, Rudy.
Yes, Mr. Vice President. All right, 999. George, there's something you should know. Since the plant opened, there's been an unusual amount of...
glitches?
Uh-huh. I thought we'd cleared them all up, but they keep happening. It may be safer for you to just leave.
What? And lose my chance to be a vice president? No way.
But George, there's...
No.
You're in early.
That's because today's the day we're gonna lick these glitches, Rudy. Ready?
George, are you sure you want to do this?
Yes. My first vice presidential decision. Bingo.
Circuit breaker's broken in the sprocket locker bracket. I'll get a new one. This early?
Stop this crazy thing!
I can't! It's stuck! There's something going on, George. The two sprocket lockers were unscrewed from the lock sprocket sockets.
Say that again?
I can't.
You mean these weren't accidents?
No, they were a warning.
A what?
A warning. To close down the plant. I might as well tell you. We've been getting them ever since the plant first opened. It's why Spacely's gone through four vice presidents.
Four?
They all had accidents just like this, then left.
Well, I'm not leaving. George Jetson doesn't scare that easily. Someone is sneaking in at night and fouling things up. So that means we gotta go back tonight and keep watch.
Good luck, George.
Huh?
I'm sorry, George. I like you, but I've got to think about my family. I've got three hungry oil spouts to fill. George? George? I just wanted to make sure you were okay. Mrs. Jetson, did George come home?
No. He's at the plant.
No, he's not. I was just there. He's disappeared. You sure? I didn't see them there, and the plant's all locked up. I don't know how they'd get in. Teddy! Are you all right, Mrs. J?
Mr. Spacely!
Where's Jetson? And why is the plant shut down?
It's the middle of the night.
Machines don't sleep. Start it up. Every second lost means money lost. And money lost means I scream a lot.
But what about the Jetsons? They're all...
Forget that idiot Jetson. I'm going to get my millionth sprocket if I have to do it myself. How dare you, you pile of bolts?
You don't understand. There's... I don't believe it. They've doubled production. Bye, George. And lots of luck.